Hello, how's everyone doing? I hope great. Are you as excited as I am to see LeBron James and Bronny James make NBA history? Now, LeBron has said years ago that he wants to play in the NBA with his son Bronny. So when Bronny announced that he's going to USC, I was bummed. I was like, oh no, LeBron is going to retire before his son gets to the NBA. And look at this gift that we've been given. We got Bronny joining the Lakers, the same team with his dad. This is so historic and beautiful. So LeBron is 39 years old. This is what happens when you become a young parent. That is one of the things that is so dope about this. If you had a kid at 35, 40, do you really think you could play in the NBA with your son? I mean, this is amazing. So LeBron is 39. He turns 40 in December, and guess what? He's going to play with Bronny James. So Bronny James is like the carbon copy of his gorgeous mother, Savannah. I find Bronny very handsome. I don't know how old he is. So F y'all. F you to anyone who thinks it's problematic for me to call a handsome man handsome. I'm going to call a spade a spade. Doesn't matter if he's younger than me. It's not like me and him are going to be a thing, okay? Bronny is handsome, looks exactly like Savannah. I have never seen him play, so I cannot speak to his skills. But was this nepotism? Guess what? I hope it was. I hope it was, because the truth is, nepotism has ruined Hollywood. I'm sorry, that's just a fact. Because the amount of talented people who do not get a chance because the roles they could be securing and the agents that they could be hiring are all basically the roles that they could get, they can't get because of nepotism. And then the agents that they would be able to work with, those agents are working with people that who got in through nepotism. Somebody's dad, mom, cousin, neighbor, whomever got their foot in the MFing door. Did you know that Bobby Altoff, the YouTuber, and I don't know, I guess she's taking a break. I don't know. I've heard that her career is kind of over. I don't know. But she's this podcaster / YouTuber. Did you know the only reason why she has any success is because she was neighbors with Mark Cuban and Mark Cuban went on her podcast? Like, that is so disgusting to me, because her whole like style of being like really incredibly rude to black rappers and entertainers and shit, like I can't stand her. Anyways, so I hope this is nepotism with Bronny, because it's like, I remember it was Wendy Williams watching an episode of hers a long time ago. She's like, look, do you think I'm in this career for my son not to benefit from nepotism? And it's like, can we be honest about it? When you look at Blue Ivy, when you look at Northwest, when you look at some very obvious people in Hollywood where they are nepo babies and that's the only reason why they have their career, I respect it when it comes to Bronny. And the reason why is because guess what? You're going to be looking really, really stupid if you cannot perform in the NBA. If you get to the NBA strictly because of nepotism, everybody is going to be clowning you the entire time. It's not worth it. So I think that Bronny has the skill and has the talent. Is he at his dad's level? He's not supposed to be. He's half his dad's age. But I think that he has potential. And whether he has potential or not, I think this is beautiful. I love this for Bronny and LeBron. This is what I want to see. I want to see them play together. Like, I don't like tune in to Laker games, but I want to tune in to see their chemistry on the court, to see if LeBron gets upset, if he thinks somebody's messing with his son, or if he doesn't agree with a call. that a ref makes towards his son. This is so adorable. Okay, so let me see here. Now, they're saying that LeBron has not announced that he's going to stay with the Lakers another year, but does that even matter? LeBron wanted to play with his son. His son is now on the team that he's on. Of course, he's going to stick around to play with his son. So Bronny apparently put up an Instagram post where he said, "Beyond blessed." Now, what's super funny about the Bronny being drafted to the Lakers is that he was the 55th pick, right? Think he was number 55. I thought I saw 56 somewhere, but I think he was the 55th pick. Anyway, so it's like for him to be the 55th pick is, woo, child, that's nepotism at play, y'all. Anyway, so I'm gonna read some of an article. It says, in the history of the NBA, this is from ESPN. In the history of the NBA, there's never been a father and a son that have shared an NBA basketball court, and that feels like something that could be magical. That's what the Lakers VP of basketball operations and the general manager, Rob Pelinka, said. Quote, continuing, we know and have to respect, of course, that LeBron has a decision on his opt-out, but if it worked out that he was on our team next season, NBA history could be made and NBA history should be made in a Lakers uniform. Bam! I added the bam. That's the end of the quote. So Bronny, 19 years old, averaged 4.8 points, 2.8 rebounds, and 2.1 assists in 19.4 minutes per game in his season with USC. He joined the Trojans mid-season after being sidelined for nearly 5 months while recovering from a cardiac arrest episode that required surgery to treat a congenital heart defect. That is so crazy that he had a heart attack as a or cardiac arrest as a teenager. Woo! The 6'1", 210-pound guard was medically cleared to be drafted by the NBA's Fitness to Play panel on the eve of the draft combine last month. Bronny's father has until 5 p.m. Eastern on Saturday to opt into the final year of his Lakers contract. So that means the news is coming out today. Worth $51.4 million for next season or become an unrestricted free agent. The Lakers are focused on retaining LeBron James for his 22nd season and beyond, and are willing to offer the 39-year-old the maximum 3-year, wow, I had to pause, $162 million deal he is eligible for to keep him with the franchise. Oh, I am so glad I read this damn article, girl. Sorry, y'all, because as you can tell, I am floored. Y'all telling me you about to pay this man $162 million for 3 years? My gosh. Don't you wish that you had the talent? When you hear these numbers, don't you? Doesn't it turn you into a hater ass bitch? Not this, not LeBron, but in general, don't it turn you into a hater ass bitch when you hear the amount of money that these entertainers be paid? Oh, Lord. The fact that I will never be able to wrap my mind around $162 million, and we just talking about 3 years. We're not talking about everything else he's already made. So, let's see here. I love how the NBA posted a photo of LeBron holding Bronny as a child. They posted that on June 27th. And then LeBron being next to his son today. It's such a cute photo. Oh. Woo, chow. And then people are saying how LeBron is sleeping with his teammate's mom, which I love. Very obvious and very funny, hilarious joke. So, who do y'all think is next when it comes to sports and nepotism? I think Serena Williams. She be having her older daughter on that tennis court. She's playing no games. So, I think I could see Serena putting both of her daughters into tennis. But that's the thing when it comes to like true, raw, God-given, God's favorite talent, like it does not trickle down. It doesn't always. Sometimes some of it does. Sometimes somebody's kids can surpass them in the talent department, but typically that shit don't trickle down. At least not to the same capacity, right? But I'm here for this. I will be watching some Laker games on TV, and God knows I need to get my ass to the arena, the crypto arena, to actually watch a Laker game. It has been a long time since I've seen a Laker game in person. All right. Love y'all. Enjoy your day. I will be back as soon as I can. Bye.